Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Discover why it pays to join Opel Service Club.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, it was an eventful evening in the Dáil last night as Simon Coveney and the government won that vote of confidence in the minister. And there were wild accusations, which actually turned vicious at times. And to run through yesterday's events of the first day of the new Dáil term, I'm joined by Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor at the Irish Independent. Fionnán, I was watching Hell Week on RTE last night, and as stressful as it was, I'd argue that there was more stress and tension on the Oireachtas TV channel a couple of hours previous.
Yeah, Hell Week, they had the scratch last night where they all have to roll around in the sand and the sea and drag boats up sand dunes. And Simon Coveney would have known how they felt because he had to run that gauntlet very much yesterday. And the DS is in Hell Week, shout and roar at the celebrities. And there was a lot of that going on. The Dáil record this morning has the word bull, star, on it, which isn't often there.
Yeah, I heard that.
There was
yeah.
accusations of lying, people calling each other hypocrites, and so on. And there were
it
other
was some
more
start,
serious
wasn't it?
Allegations.
Like, yeah, day one of the new term. It was just
a day
so
for
fractious.
The popcorn. So the Dáil back in its home in Leinster House. Effectively for the first time in a year, you got away from that social distanced environment over in the convention centre where they could barely hear each other, and it became very up close and personal.
Okay, so the accusation, let's deal with that first, made by the Sinn Féin TD, Matt Carthy. Let's have a listen firstly to what he had to say.
Rather than dealing with the debacle, Fine Gael were running a sting operation to expose that Simon Harris had leaked the appointment from the cabinet meeting, because that is how business is done.
Now, a statement from Minister Harris's spokesperson last night said that amounts to a clear misuse of Dáil privilege and it's untrue. But what happens now?
So if you look at what was said there, Matt Carthy was the second Sinn Féin spokesperson up after his party leader, Mary Lou McDonald. He was reading from a script. So it was a quite deliberate accusation. He is effectively accusing Simon Harris of being, at the very least, in breach of Article 28.4.3 of the Constitution, which says that the business of government should be conducted confidentially, and that he has leaked information. There could be other breaches of law there in terms of the Official Secrets Act, the Ministers and Secretaries Act. So it's a very serious allegation to be making against a cabinet minister. Simon Harris came out with this denial from his spokesperson, who understand he has spoken to the Ceann Comhairle last night about what are his actions, because you either go two ways here. Either that accusation stands and therefore the government has to deal with it and respond to it, be it by some sort of inquiry or something like that, or Simon Harris comes back as an injured party here and says, I need that retracted. So there is a process in the Dáil. He will have to make a written complaint to the clerk of the Dáil within 6 weeks under Standing Order 71.3, and then that will be passed to the Ceann Comhairle, and the Ceann Comhairle can call for an investigation to be conducted by the Committee on Procedures and Privileges, which is one of the parliamentary watchdogs under Standing Order 71A. So there are clear rules there. He will be attending an event today with Pascal Donoghue at Technological University Dublin. I think he'll have a bit more to say about it then. It's noteworthy, though, that accusation is still out there 17 hours on. This is the Minister for TikTok who lectures historians here about modern communications. It's surprising he hasn't come out himself and issued a statement thus far, but nonetheless, we know what his sentiments are about it.
Well, we asked him to appear in the programme this morning, but he wasn't available. Colin Brophy, though, his colleague, the Minister of State, was on Morning Ireland earlier, and he said it was appalling, it was an abuse of Dáil privilege, but he also said it was up to the Taoiseach to investigate this, where the leak came from. Is that something that he should do, and is that something that he will do?
Well, if the accusation is being categorically denied by the minister, and he intends to go down that route to have his reputation vindicated, it would be unlikely. Nonetheless, there is a dual investigation the Taoiseach himself was speaking about in the Department of the Taoiseach at the moment around the leaking of the report into the mother and baby homes, firstly. And secondly, he said something quite curious, that the issue of cabinet confidentiality and leaks in general were being looked at. So, you know, are we going to go down the route here of cabinet ministers having to put their mobile phones in plastic bags pretty soon? That was mentioned last night. There is a serious matter at hand here, and the accusation being made last night by the main opposition party cannot be in any way taken lightly.
Okay, and again, Minister Simon Harris, via his spokesperson, saying that what was alleged last night amounts to a clear misuse of Dáil privilege and it is untrue.
And Colin Brophy saying this morning there is no evidence, and if there is evidence, that Sinn Féin should provide it.
Produce that evidence. Mark McSharry,
yeah,
gone from Fianna Fáil. Was that a surprise?
You'd have to say in the general scheme of things, no. He has been a repeated and very vocal critic of Micheál Martin and this government for quite some time now, as a particular bone with Stephen Donnelly, as well as Micheál Martin. So he has been the most vocal of the critics. He has been the person who has been saying that there is a large number of TDs who are opposed to Micheál Martin's leadership. He had flagged. There's a repeated pattern at the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meetings as well, where he is openly critical of Micheál Martin. He had flagged the night before that he was seeking a meeting of Fianna Fáil, the parliamentary party, to decide what way they would vote in the motion of no confidence and to discuss that. That wasn't ever going to be granted, so he did seem to be making a demand that he knew wasn't going to be responded to. He writes a letter to the Taoiseach saying, and the parliamentary party, saying that he'll be resigning from the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party for now, and that he would be voting against Simon Coveney, which he did. So one imagines he's gone for at least 6 months. Does he choose to request to return at that point? We'll see. But if he had voted against last night, he would have been
suspended for 6 months, I think. Interesting where this leaves Fianna Fáil, because we've been talking about them, you know, for quite some time in relation to people who were unsettled about Micheál Martin's continuing leadership. Will we have a listen to what Barry Cowan had to say during his contribution to the debate last night?
Minister Coveney has apologised, so too has the Taoiseach. And let's be fair, there isn't unanimous, absolute or wholesome confidence in a minister, especially, unfortunately, in the way he handled this issue within Fianna Fáil. But I expect that the whole sorry episode may well represent the last chance moment for all concerned.
Interesting.
If you take it, though, in the context, and this was the point that was made by some people in Fianna Fáil last night, this is the second motion of no confidence that has gone down in a government minister. They have both been Fine Gael ministers, the previous one being Leo Varadkar, and the leaking of the GP's contract last November. So we've two motions of no confidence, both in Fine Gael ministers, and both on effectively ethical grounds, not on their activities in terms of their ministerial record, but actually actions that they undertook, which were kind of ancillary, you know, they were pertinent to the job, but ancillary to it. And on both occasions, they have been rescued because of their overall record. So Barry Cowan, when he refers to a last chance, he does raise a valid point here, that Fianna Fáil are the ones who have to come out and repeatedly defend and stand by Fine Gael ministers when their own ministers are being seen to get on with the job, be it for good or ill, and there are critics within the party about how well their own ministers are performing. So Fianna Fáil are being asked to do a lot here, and on the Fine Gael side, there did seem to be a very careless attitude being expressed here.
All right, I want to take a listen now to a portion of what Simon Coveney had to say at the end of this debate. This is him speaking in the Dáil last night.
I should have and could have dealt with this issue much more comprehensively in early August. I want to say to everyone of my colleagues in this House, but in particular to my partners in government, I regret this issue has distracted from the important work that we've been trying to do, and for the mistakes made by me in advance of the Cabinet decision and subsequently in terms of not clearing these issues up earlier. I've apologised to the Taoiseach and to my colleagues, and I do so again this evening to everybody in this House.
So contrite there, contrite at the committee hearing a few days ago. But what will be the repercussions of this entire debacle, not just on him, but on senior Fine Gael ministers?
So if you look at what he said last night, he said effectively it was entirely preventable, and that is true. He didn't have to go down this course of action in the first place. And then when the controversy blew up, he must really now regret ever speaking to Catherine Sabourin, number one. But secondly, he had that chance to clean it up at the very start with that famous interview with Brian Dobson, where he just made things worse, and it proceeded on from there. So the contrition he's expressing was certainly stronger. Leo Varadkar's speech, largely speaking, was an attack on Sinn Féin. He refers to, oh, we made mistakes. I'm not trying to take away from the fact we made mistakes. But he's not exactly as expressive as Simon Coveney. Heather Humphrey's speech tended to be more focused on the internal audience within Fine Gael and within the coalition, where she clearly said this was Fine Gael that dropped the ball. It was not the fault of Fianna Fáil or the Green Party. The problem now for Leo Varadkar's leadership and Simon Coveney by attachment is that they are the ones who've landed themselves into trouble. Leo Varadkar refers last night to knowing Simon Coveney for 23 years, going back to the by-election which he won after the sad passing of his father, Hugh. It was John Bruton who brought the two of them into politics, Leo Varadkar and Simon Coveney, and he used to refer to the importance of government operating with openness, transparency and accountability and operating effectively behind a pane of glass. And you'd have to say, these two guys have not lived up to that standard whatsoever. So there has been damage right across the board here, not just to the individuals concerned, but to their party and to their government as a whole. And the most serious aspect of it is the damage that has been done to the trust within the coalition itself, both internally to the other two parties and the other two parties' leaders, and also with the public at large. And that's an enormous difficulty for them now to show that they are actually taking this seriously.
Okay. All right. Well, it certainly was a high-octane start to the term. Fionnán, thank you very much indeed. Coming up next, we'll be asking, is it time to dump the homework?
Email todaycb@rte.ie.